Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We were able to unlock the SNAP funding for the remainder of the year, WIC funding for the remainder of the year, veterans funding for the remainder of the year, Capitol Police for the remainder of the year.
Republican Alabama Senator Katie Britt says the GOP-led Senate temporarily settled important funding questions before adjourning for the year. But Congress did not act to extend expiring health insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, meaning premiums for about 22 million Americans will rise sharply next month. California Democratic Congressman Dave Min says many families will have to drop down to a cheaper plan with fewer benefits or go without coverage altogether.
What we're talking about is thousands of dollars a month for working families in my district.
New York Representative Elise Stefanik is ending her campaign for governor and won't seek re-election to Congress. The ally of President Donald Trump says a challenging GOP primary could hurt Republicans' chances in an uphill statewide contest. She'll finish out her term, but she's joining a number of prominent Republicans leaving the House. That includes Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is leaving office next month, and first-term Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis. A federal appeals court heard arguments Friday in a civil suit against Trump for his role in the January 6th Capitol attack. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee was a member of the House at the time and is the lead plaintiff.
The peaceful transfer of power was almost thwarted on January 6th, but it prevailed. And that's a testament to the strength of our democracy, but the fact that we must be vigilant.
Lee says she's optimistic about the hearing, which was to determine if Trump has immunity from being sued. Meanwhile, a new Republican-led subcommittee investigating January 6th will hold its first hearing next month as the party tries to change the record on the attack. The new probe will look at the investigation by a previous Democratically-led committee. Maryland is taking new steps towards redistricting, with a state committee voting to solicit proposals for a new congressional map. That follows similar efforts in California and Virginia to counter Republican gains in Texas, Missouri, and North Carolina. Democrats currently hold 7 of Maryland's 8 congressional seats. Opponents of the mid-decade redistricting argue it could actually put safe Democratic seats back in play in next year's election or fail to hold up against a Republican legal challenge. University of Maryland political scientist Melia Cromer says 4 out of 5 voters tell them purposefully redrawing districts to favor one political party is a, quote, major problem for American democracy.
It's a big ask to go through or to push through this mid-cycle redistricting when it's really uncertain whether Maryland could actually pick up a seat.
The Coast Guard has seized a second tanker carrying Venezuelan oil. The New York Times says the vessel is not on the U.S. sanctions list. The Times reports that Panamanian-flagged vessel was operated by a Chinese company that ships oil to refineries in China. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.